for 3.5 years that I've been in this house, I've worked along with the National Traveller Mental Health Network, and I've worked with the community on the ground. You know, the community, we are no longer ashamed of mental health issues, and it's good to see that in Ireland as a whole, really. But for us, we don't see, like, you know, there's 27 primary healthcare services within Ireland that the traveller community work in. Do you know? And when you think about €300,000 for, and I know it was newly allocated and was an added on, like, again, while we welcomed it, it's like genuinely two good workers it wouldn't cover in the year. Like, all you have to do is walk onto any hot site in this whole country and speak to families, and they will tell you the struggle. I think to a certain extent, you really have to live and breathe within the community. But like, we're seeing 13-year-olds, 14-year-olds, young women dying by suicide within our community, and we must and should do more. So I will talk to the National Mental Health Network, the Traveller Mental Health Network, and see what their plans will be going forward. But Minister, we were promised a national mental health strategy for the traveller community, and we just feel so down as a community. Thank you.
Willie Breakers.
Thank you, Senator, again. And as you know, there is a strategy for health for travellers, which includes the mental health strategy. But I just want to go back to the 300,000 again, because I do think you have to be fair. It's in addition to the other money that's been provided. And this 300,000 for budget 2023 has agreed funding. One mental health community worker, so this is the Traveller Mental Health Working Group, has agreed funding one mental health community worker to each of the 7 national traveller health units. That's what the 300,000 is for, and it's starting now, the recruitment. These posts will be based within the traveller organisations and will be trained by and work closely with the existing HSE traveller mental health coordinators. So as you know, there are already 9 coordinators for traveller mental health within the 9 CHOs, and this is a further 7. And also, as I said, the funding secured. If you go through the new developments that I achieved in budget 2024, there's not a lot of new developments. An awful lot of the money was for existing level of services, because we are, you know, there's a lot of demand on the services. But I did secure funding for counselling nationwide, and I continue to work with you, Senator.